room, and she remembered, and she smiled a smile of complete joy and relief, and calmly walked back to the bed and climbed back in. She was on holiday for the first time in 3 years, and she could do whatever the hell she wanted. She was free. Chapter 2. By the time Olivia had finished her first week at James & Brown, an international publishing company whose headquarters were in London, the feeling of dread in her stomach had become a permanent fixture. The dread never entirely left her, not even on weekends. It was always there, creating a gnawing sensation. She had initially tried to combat it by drinking herbal tea and by breathing deeply whenever the anxiety threatened to take over. So far, during the past 2 years, she had somehow managed to avoid having panic attacks, though surely it was only a matter of time now before one left her breathless and shaking, unable to get out of bed. She had also got into the habit of repeating affirmations to her bathroom mirror each morning, trying desperately to convince herself that everything would get better. Today's going to be fine. It's going to be a good day. No, scrap that. Today is going to be a great day. She would will herself to believe this and tried to feel the power of her words, positive thinking and all that, but somehow her reflection never quite looked convinced. At the beginning, she had just thought her anxiety was caused by new job blues. She had felt completely out of place during that first week. Everyone had been cold to her. No one had taken any trouble to introduce themselves or make her feel welcome. If Olivia asked a question, she had been frowned at, and if she showed her colleagues her work, they found fault with it. Olivia had tried to make the best of the situation. She had told herself that she would find her feet, and that people would be nicer to her once they got to know her. She knew it was unreasonable to expect to make friends straight away. It was also wrong of her to automatically expect praise or encouragement for simply doing the work she was supposed to do. She wasn't a toddler. She shouldn't need someone to pin her work on the office fridge and put a gold star on it. "I'm new to this," she told herself. "I can't get everything right automatically. I'll make less mistakes the longer I'm here." In actual fact, Olivia didn't make many editing mistakes in her first week. The criticism she had received almost constantly since day one was mostly unwarranted. Olivia, not knowing any better, assumed the criticism was deserved and vowed to use it to get better at her job. She hated producing shoddy work, always had. As a child, her teacher had once told her that a painting she had done of a train was fantastic. "Thank you," Olivia had said, "but the funnel's wonky. I should have done it better." The teacher had looked confused. The funnel had seemed to be perfectly straight to her. It did cross the teacher's mind that Olivia might have some kind of disorder, but this wasn't the case. Quite simply, Olivia was more ambitious than the average 9-year-old. Though she had always been orderly and hardworking to a fault, Olivia had never minded mess or chaos in others. In fact, even as a child, she had envied her peers because they were not perfectionists. They could let things go. They could submit a piece of second-rate work and forget about it. Olivia could submit a piece of bad work, but unlike the others, she would worry about it for weeks on end. She didn't have a disorder, but she did have incredibly high standards for herself. So she tried even harder, trying to improve the quality of her work on a daily basis, and yet still she was criticized by her superiors. Undeterred, Olivia continued to produce the best work she could, only to be met with further criticism. It was only on the last day of the second week that Olivia came to the conclusion that she wasn't doing anything wrong, and that actually the work she was producing was of a high quality. She was doing everything that was asked of her, and more. So they were the ones with the problem, not her. She still wanted to win them over, though. It didn't seem right that she worked alongside these people each day and none of them knew anything about her, nor she about them. So after 2 weeks of focusing solely on improving her work,